juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you are a regular listener to my show, you know that I'm all about confronting the challenges that are facing our country and protecting our fundamental freedoms. It's why I'm partnering with the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is in the trenches every single day, fighting pivotal court battles that affect our future. But here's the deal. They never charge their clients a dime. That's right. When they represented us and our students at Turning Point USA, they never charged us a dime. They did a wonderful job of representing our students, and they never had to pay for their own legal defense. And you won't have to either. But ADF is a nonprofit ministry, and they need your help in order to continue to fight pivotal court battles and protect our freedoms. Your investment of $100 or more in the Freedom Fund will help us do just that. My goal this month is to raise them at least $20,000. I hope you will be as generous as you can. Go to charliekirk.com right now. That's charliekirk.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner or call 888-670-1599, 888-670-1599, or go to charliekirk.com and give some money.
Kevin Wall.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning all vaccine mandates. Will other states follow Greg Abbott's lead, or will the court step in? We'll talk about it on Tuesday.
This afternoon from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are asking for changes in their omnibus spending bill. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says members of the House have told her overwhelmingly that they prefer to do, quote, fewer things well when it comes to the Democrats' massive spending plan, indicating she's prepared to make some concessions to pass the package. It is unclear what measures Pelosi would drop from the bills. For example, if the money dedicated to home health care continues to shrink, they'll have to choose between expanding access to care or raising the wages of caretakers. Republicans and moderate Democrats have criticized the price tag of the bill, while the Democrats hope to pass it without Republican support through the budget reconciliation process. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The House is expected to vote late tonight on that short-term debt limit deal. Republican Senator Roger Marshall is pushing back against an Associated Press story that blasted the lawmakers' views on natural immunity as part of the fight against COVID-19.
When Senator Marshall joined a group of medical professionals in asking the CDC to factor natural immunity into its vaccination policy, the Associated Press accused him of, quote, pushing unsupported theories about COVID-19. The Kansas Republican fired back, describing the AP piece as a hit job against a doctor seen as a threat to the Democrats' one-size-fits-all approach to combating COVID-19. He says by describing several medical studies he cited as sketchy medical advice, the AP engaged in journalistic malpractice. Bob Agner reporting.
Older adults without heart disease should not take daily aspirin to prevent a first heart attack or stroke. That's according to preliminary updated advice from an influential health guidelines group. The draft guidance was posted online Tuesday by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. It backtracks a bit from previous advice, but it puts the panel more in line with other medical groups. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 117 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Just 4 days after revelations of a racist and anti-gay emails began to surface, John Gruden has resigned as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Gruden reportedly resigned yesterday after a meeting with team owner Mark Davis, who had rehired him back in 2018 to a 10-year, $100 million contract. The resignation comes after more additional offensive emails Gruden had sent were mentioned to or in a New York Times story. The emails were sent to Bruce Allen, a friend of Gruden's, and the president of the then Washington Redskins. Gruden worked at ESPN at the time of those emails. Southwest Airlines canceled more flights yesterday, having to cancel hundreds of flights over the weekend, blaming the problem on air traffic control issues and bad weather. McCarran Airport's top air carrier canceled more than 360 flights yesterday. That's about 10% of their schedule on Monday. More than 1,000 flights, or 28% of its schedule, were canceled over the weekend, causing long lines and, of course, short fuses as stranded passengers tried to figure out how they were going to get home.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, look out for a crash. Interstate 15 northbound at Spring Mountain, and you're very slow back to the 215 interchange there on Interstate 15 northbound. Also, heavy volumes 15 south at Oakey, and bumper to bumper through the construction zone, 515 east at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
A tumultuous 24 hours that we have lived through. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, October 12th. Good to have you with us. Yes, we will talk about what has to be just a horrendous happening for the Las Vegas Raiders. This is horrible, horrible stuff. We'll get into it in depth. Ron Futrell will join us a little bit later on as sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. We'll get the very latest of where everybody stands. But the one thing we know is that John Gruden is out as head coach of the Raiders. And how will that impact the team? How will that impact the league? We'll talk about that as well. First, though, I want to check in on the state of the U.S. economy slash the economy here in Nevada. And to get kind of a state of the U.S. economy, we go to somebody who has been instrumental in developing policy that led to a huge, huge economy in Las Vegas and across the nation. He is Dr. Tyler Goodspeed. He is the former acting chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, and he joins us. Dr. Goodspeed, good to have you on.
Great to be with you.
Let me ask you, you were a part of what was an amazing run when it comes to the U.S. economy. Can you talk a little bit about your experiences there, how good it was to work for a president who allowed you and others on the Economic Council to really improve the economy and to be able to see tangible results?
Sure. So we entered office facing the slowest economic recovery of any recession in post-war U.S. history. It took 77 months to recover the jobs lost in 2008-2009 compared to a post-war average of 24 months. And we had a pretty simple recipe of a deregulatory agenda, lowering personal and corporate income tax rates to incentivize higher labor force participation and business investment. And we were seeing the fruits of that in 2018 and 2019. And in fact, in the 3 years up until COVID, the U.S. economy added 5 million more jobs than the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office had predicted just before President Trump was elected. And we were seeing this in wage gains and real household income gains. So adjusted for inflation, in 2019 alone, the typical American household experienced income gains of $4,400. That was more in 1 year than in the entire 16 years combined through 2016. So that's the sort of magnitude of the economic gains that we are observing on the eve of the pandemic shock.
Again, Dr. Tyler Goodspeed joining us, the former acting chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. I don't know you that well, and I've done some research on you, but I'm just curious. Did you wince when you saw this government go into $300 payments per week for people to stay home, to stay out of the job market?
I winced at the continuation of it. You know, it's one thing to have supplemental unemployment insurance back in April and May 2020 when most of the U.S. economy was shut down, firms weren't hiring, people weren't able to go out looking for jobs. But I was wincing when the administration continued it into September 2021. That just makes no sense. It's not healthy for a recovering labor market to have firms have to compete with the United States federal government for workers.
I want to ask you about this jobs report that we had last week, the September really bad jobs report, the second bad jobs report in as many months. What did you make of that? First of all, were there any positives that came out of it, and what were the negatives?
So I didn't see too many positives. The one positive was that private sector jobs growth was a little bit higher than overall jobs growth, although still it was pretty modest at 300,000. And the unemployment rate declined, but the unemployment rate declined for the wrong reason, namely that 200,000 Americans, almost 200,000 Americans actually left the labor force. They stopped looking for work. And so this was the second month in a row of disappointing jobs growth. And actually, you add the 2 months together, and in August and September, the U.S. economy created almost 700,000 jobs fewer than Wall Street was expecting. So this was a second month in a row of a pretty disappointing jobs number.
Everybody is talking, Doctor, about inflation and how it's hitting us in so many ways. You go to the grocery store and the prices are up, or the shelves are barren. We see just in fact, I came across a note earlier today that I think prices at the pump were up something like 10% in September. It's up 30 or 40% since the first of the year. And I guess my question is, what's going on there on the inflation front? And is there anything we can do to stop this or to put the brakes on this?
Like I said, it has me very concerned because we keep hearing from the Fed and from Biden administration officials that, oh, it's all temporary, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. But I think consumers are seeing it. They're seeing it at the grocery store. They're seeing it when filling up their gas. They're filling up with. They're seeing it when they get their monthly utility bill. What they haven't yet seen it in is rent. But that is a shoe that's yet to drop. Rent is 30 or 40% of the typical consumer's consumption basket. And I think what concerns me especially is that we see the Biden administration just pouring more fuel on the fire by continuing to engage in all this spending, which is actually going to just make the situation worse. And one really interesting thing, I think, is that consumers' expectations tend to be a leading indicator for where inflation is going when inflation is ticking up. So we saw this actually back in the 1960s and the 1970s, where consumers were much better than professional forecasters at anticipating rising inflation.
I am curious what we can do as consumers. We take these increases, I guess you'd call it stagflation, and we as a society just kind of take it, and we're like, okay, I guess that's the way that's how much it's going to cost me this week. I'm curious what we can do as consumers to fight this.
I think a lot of it has to be at the ballot box, because ultimately it is the president who appoints the governors of the Federal Reserve, and it's the United States Senate that confirms those nominees. It is the president and Congress who pass and sign into law fiscal policy, and so I think that's a big part of it. And frankly, you know, if I'm looking after my own household finances, then I'm probably going to be pushing for a salary increase next year, and I'm going to be trying to preserve my assets by investing in things that are pretty immune to inflation. You know, try to get on the housing ladder.
I want to ask you, because you were a part of building that 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and I'm just curious, when you see proposals like the $3.5 trillion, which many people believe is more along the lines of $5.5 trillion benefits package, the so-called human infrastructure part of this thing of the Biden policy, do we need tax cuts or do we need tax increases?
Well, when I go down the line of what they're proposing, I mean, they're proposing things that really are not going to add to the potential of the U.S. economy. And in fact, they're probably going to limit the supply side potential of the U.S. economy. And then they're financing those spending programs by raising taxes on wage earners, by raising taxes on businesses. And you add it all up, and we're probably looking at something like a 4% smaller U.S. economy over the long run as a result of the combination of tax increases and spending increases. I think that they would be much better served if they focused on making permanent a lot of the tax cuts that, that President Trump implemented back in 2017.
Dr. Goodspeed, if folks want to know more about what you are up to and your writings, how can they reach out to you? How can they find you?
You can find me on the Hoover Institution website. The Hoover Institution, a great free market think tank associated with Stanford University.
It sounds great. Dr. Goodspeed, thank you so much for your expertise. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
That would be great. Anytime.
Dr. Tyler Goodspeed, the former acting chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. When we come back, it's the topic everybody is talking about, and that is John Gruden, who is no longer the coach of the Raiders. And I'll leave it at this, and then we'll expand on it after the break. It is sad what has to happen, where John Gruden's chances of getting work anytime soon are probably not very good. Even in the media, could he end up back at ESPN? I don't think, with the misogynist and homophobic stuff in these emails, that he's going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Thank God. He was making $1 million a year or more. It's $10 million. Excuse me, $10 million. It's just sad what has happened. The stuff he wrote is bad, but I dare anybody to go back 4 or 5 years in your email or your text and see if there isn't stuff that's objectionable. A lot of people write a lot of stuff in this era with social media and texts and emails and all of this. We'll talk about that. And also, we'll let you hear from one of the New York Times reporters who actually broke this story yesterday. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. For the past couple of years, I've witnessed a pretty sizable loss of hearing. Decades of using overdriven radio station headphones have resulted in me constantly saying, "Excuse me?" or "What?" I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 7 702-369-1321. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, the technical advancements have been incredible. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We learned during Sunday Night Football that John Gruden had resigned as head coach of the Raiders. And now we're going to give you a chance to react to what you have heard, to what you have seen. These emails are reprehensible. Now the question is, can John Gruden ever work in the National Football League or anywhere near professional sports again? Give you a phone number to call at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Because I want to get your reaction to what you have seen and heard. I've talked to a lot of people. Social media is buzzing about this story. Ken Belson, this is Cut 7, by the way, was on with John King on CNN this morning. He is a New York Times writer. He's one of the reporters that broke this Gruden story.
The New York Times detailed the messages the Raiders coach John Gruden sent over a seven-year period. He made sexist comments about a female referee, criticized a team for drafting a gay player, opposed supporting those who kneeled for racial injustice, even shared naked photos of an NFL cheerleaders. He sent these messages to an NFL executive back when Gruden was working as an ESPN analyst. Late last night, Gruden resigned, saying he does not want to be a distraction. And you see it highlighted there. Remarkably, he says he didn't mean to hurt anyone. Ken Belson joins us now. He's one of the New York Times reporters who broke this story last night. Ken, thank you for your time and thank you for the fabulous reporting. Let's start with John Gruden and what this says about him. The Rams should not draft a gay player. I'm not going to use the term he used. It's offensive. Eric Reed, the player who started the kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, should be fired. The league should not try to reduce concussions and take safety steps. Topless photos. Equal opportunity Neanderthal is the way I described it when I read your story last night. What was at play here?
Well, he wasn't working for the NFL, but he was a two-time NFL coach. And, of course, now he's a coach or was a coach a third time. So, you know, in a lot of ways, he is indicative of the kind of elite circles of the NFL where coaches and front office executives cycle through the network and broadcast partners of the NFL and kind of keep getting new jobs in the same circles. It's a kind of old boys network, and the people on those email chains were part of it. Some of them were sponsors as well, NFL sponsors. So it's a kind of clubby world you don't often get to peel back the curtain and see, but here you got the unvarnished view of how comfortable people feel when they think nobody's watching.
It's Ken Belson. He was on with John King on CNN this morning. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following this story. And the big question, I know from a football perspective, what lies ahead for the Raiders? They did not play well on Sunday, and now they've got an interim coach, and they're looking for a new coach. Where are the Raiders now, just less than 24 hours from the resignation